All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line presented by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And now our next guest, Mr. John Parrotto, has been covering Pirates baseball from an airplane, apparently. But he's been covering Pirates baseball for a very long time. He's a columnist for Pittsburgh Baseball Now. And he is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Johnny, are you in a wind tunnel or an airplane right now? What is happening?
Hang on one second. I have to fasten my seatbelt. We're getting ready to take off. No, I'm in my car, actually. I appreciate you being flexible. I have to be somewhere for an interview at 1 o'clock, so...
No problem. We're nothing if not
nothing
if not flexible around here, city limits and I. Johnny, I wrote this morning that Bob Nutting's greatest shame should be watching the Milwaukee Brewers, who play in a market smaller than Pittsburgh. They spend more, they win way more, and last night each of these teams had a clinching. The Brewers clinched the division for the third time in 4 years and fourth time in 7 years, and the Pirates clinched a non-winning season with their 81st loss, which will soon become a losing season, their sixth in a row and 21st in 25 since the turn of the millennium. Man, watching those Brewers, if you're a Pirate fan, has to just be infuriating. And if you're Bob Nutting, is he capable of shame? I don't know. If I was watching the Brewers, I would be. How about you?
We'll never know because he never reveals himself publicly what he's thinking. But I would think I would be embarrassed. I mean, you look at Milwaukee, they're a smaller market than Pittsburgh. There's only two smaller markets in the major leagues than Pittsburgh, Cincinnati and Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the smallest. Like you said, their fourth division title in 7 years. And furthermore, the sixth time they'll be going to the postseason in the last 7 years. And the other year they didn't make the postseason, they missed by one game. So, I mean, they were one win away from going seven straight years to the postseason. And, you know, if the Brewers can win, and I know that I'm not expecting the Pirates to go to the playoffs 7 years in a row, but certainly you could be good enough to make the playoffs now and again. And it's really, really disheartening for a Pirates fan or for certainly to see a team in your own division in a smaller market continue to beat the odds and keep getting back to the postseason year after year after year.
And there's one decision, there's actually a couple, but one really big one that stands out. And that is back in 2019, it was time to choose a GM. And Bob Nutting, with a hockey guy who had suddenly come over here, Travis Williams, chose Ben Cherington over Matt Arnold, who was the Brewers' assistant GM at the time. And all these years later, Cherington, who inherited a 69-win team, is going to win in the mid-70s again if he's lucky. And Matt Arnold is making a series of really brilliant moves to keep the Brewers winning and winning and winning. I went back and looked at the time. I know Dayon said that the Pirates should choose Matt Arnold. What were you saying at the time, and how bad does that decision look now?
You know, I thought, not to be give me a wishy-washy answer here, but I really thought at the time the Pirates would be good going either way. But it's turned out, I mean, and you look back now, and I probably should have realized this at the time, and I have a mea culpa here and say I didn't. Other than the 2013 World Series championship team, Ben Charrington's teams have never really won as GM in all those years in Boston, and certainly now 5 years in Pittsburgh, they've lost a ton of games. And, I mean, you know, in retrospect, Matt Arnold would have been the guy to select. But at the time, you know, I understand where the – you know, Bob Nutting and Travis Williams probably got a little blinded by the fact here's a guy that put together a World Series winning team. If he, you know, and I think that's probably what swung it in Charrington's favor. And I'll be honest, I'm quite disappointed. I thought that they would be further along back when he took over in November of 2019. Now, I realized that, you know, he had a big rebuilding project on his hands, but still, 5 years is a long time, and they should be better than what they are.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
There was another symbolic move this past offseason. Both clubs needed a first baseman. The Pirates went the cheap route, signing Rowdy Tellez for $3.2 million. Milwaukee, a month later, brought in free agent Rhys Hoskins and signed him to a two-year $34 million deal with an opt-out after this season. Tellez has 13 homers. Hoskins has 25. Tellez has 55 RBIs. Hoskins has 74. But what I think is even more significant is Milwaukee was kind of reeling after an offseason of major losses, and Hoskins was red hot out of the gates. By May 11th, he had 9 homers. Rowdy was batting 186 with one home run. Sometimes you get what you pay for, Johnny, right?
Yeah, you do get what you pay for. And, you know, it's funny to take that one, a little bit deeper, Joe. When the Brewers were in Pittsburgh in April, I believe it was mid to late April. I can't remember exactly when they were there, but I know it was in April. I talked to Pat Murphy, the manager, for some of my national stories I do for other outlets. And I talked to Kristen Yelich, and both said the psychological benefit of the Brewers after trading Corbin Burnes, Craig Counsell walking away as manager, for a guy of that caliber to want to come to Milwaukee and play for the Brewers after they'd had a rough winter was such a psychological boost for that team. Like, hey, we're still seriously trying to win, even though we traded some guys and we lost our manager. And I don't think adding Rowdy Tellez had that same kind of psychological boost to the Pirates. But again, you know, I know Mark Antanasio better, the Brewers owner, than I know Bob Nutting, which is sad to say and tells you how bad Nutting is at relations with the media here in Pittsburgh. Mark Antanasio wants to win. And I mean, he makes it clear, and they do everything they can. And you know, they will spend some money, not to the level of the big market teams, but they will try to win, and winning is important to him, and he admits that winning is important, and he backs it up.
John Pirano on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. All right, Johnny, where are we going from here? starting next season. The first thing is Brian Reynolds at first base. Does that make sense to you?
I think it's a definite possibility. I don't think you have a guy taking ground balls every day at first base if you're not thinking of at least moving him there. And, you know, and for Shelton to kind of poo-poo it and act like it's no big deal, well, when your highest paid player is taking, working out a different position, it's a big deal. And I think certainly there's a chance Reynolds could play at first. You know, his defense has slipped, and I know maybe not so much by his advanced metrics, but I do think there are balls that he isn't able to get to any more than he used to be able to. So it makes a lot of sense. They don't have a first baseman even remotely close to the big leagues in their farm system. You know, they've proven time and time again that they can't fill the first base job from outside. They really haven't had a legitimate big league first baseman. I guess you could call Rowdy Tellez that, but to me, he's more of a complimentary player since they traded Josh Bell after the 2020 season. So, yeah, I think if you start to put two and two together, it's certainly looking like there's at least a possibility that Reynolds would be the first baseman next year.
So I'm going to assume Reynolds at first, Gonzalez at second, Kiner Falefa at short, Key Brian Hayes, who will still be on a back strengthening program at that point, at third, O'Neill Cruz in center. You have like 19 catchers. That'll be interesting. So does one of the catchers move to the outfield? Or how does left and right field play out if we go along with this scenario?
Well, the catcher that is the most athletic and would be the easiest to move to the outfield or first base, if indeed Reynolds does stay in the outfield, is Andy Rodriguez. But in my estimation, he's your best catcher. You know, they tried Henry Davis in the outfield, and that was a unmitigated disaster last year. You know, Joey Bart doesn't seem athletic enough to me to put him in the outfield unless you tried to maybe put him in right field at PNC Park where you don't have a whole lot of ground to cover. And it's not a knock on Joey Bart because he's been one of the few bright spots this year for the Pirates. But really, Andy Rodriguez, they're kind of in a quandary. They have all these catchers, but the guy they want the most behind the plate is the only one with any flexibility.
Lastly, Johnny, do you think Skeens should win National League Rookie of the Year?
I do, you know, and I've been studying up on that the last few days, and I think, you know, I know Jackson Merrill was a prohibitive favorite a few weeks ago by the odds makers. That gap's closed, and I just think he's had a phenomenal year, and I know that maybe the last few months or the last month, it's kind of gotten lost because people have gotten used to him and the novelty's worn off. But you look at the season he's had, Joe, and considering he didn't even get called up for May 11th, I mean, it's been a terrific season. And if I had an NL Rookie of the Year vote, and I'm not being a homer when I say this, but I do think Paul Skeens deserves that award.
Johnny, you're a wonderful man. Enjoy the rest of your flight.
I will. That'll be up to the pilot, of course, but I'll do my best.
Bye, Johnny.
See you, buddy.
We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.
What was happening there? How does a car? I mean,
hope the bird land safely for Johnny.
Did he have a window open there in the car?
I guess.
That was incredible.
Maybe he's driving around in a convertible, driving around Beaver Falls.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.